Hello and welcome to Dinner Time Chat with Nicola. It's been a long time, and obviously Dinner Time Chat is one of those things that is just gonna be here and not be here. So if you're listening, thank you very much. Please feel free to call in and have a chat. I would be interested to hear from you. Tonight I wanted to talk about personality and ideas. So I'm like a massive personality theory fan. Like, I love personality tests, I love reading about personalities, I love learning about personality types, I love all that stuff. It's a bit of a, I don't know, maybe just an interest that I've had for like a long time. I've enjoyed reading about it since I was quite young. Something that I learned recently, I've been listening to a podcast called Personality Hacker, and they focus on the Myers-Briggs type, which is really interesting, but they talk about it in terms of the cognitive function. So rather than just observing what someone does behaviorally and classifying you based on your behavior, they are trying to use the cognitive functions and classify your personality or categorize your personality based on the reasons that you do things and your motivation. And so I always thought that I was an ENFJ, but it turns out I'm an ENFP, and they're quite different. Even though they're only one letter different, they're actually quite different in the way they see the world and they approach the world and the way they make decisions. And so one of the markers of an ENFP is that they have a lot of ideas. They make a lot of connections, and they are able to think of different things and come up with new ideas and explore different possibilities and think, what about this? What about that? And so that could be why I feel like I've always had trouble with having too many ideas and not enough energy or motivation to see them through. Because to be honest, you know, you can just have a lot of ideas. Like, it doesn't mean that you are going to accomplish all of them. Like, something that I thought of doing was, oh, maybe I could have a secondhand bookstall and serve coffee and make money like from my house and just do it like a little market thing. Great idea, but you know, and I can imagine this like cozy little place where everyone's having coffee and reading books, and that sounds awesome, but do I have the time and energy to actually do that? I don't, so that's not gonna happen, sadly. Another thing I thought of doing was, today I was like making lunch and I couldn't be bothered cooking pancakes, so I just poured the mix into muffin tins and baked it, and we had like pancake muffins for lunch. And I was like, oh, I could just create a blog like I don't know, CBF cooking or something like that, or can't be bothered, and just do like can't be bothered cooking, can't be bothered life, maybe not life, that doesn't sound quite right. Now, you know, can't be bothered cleaning, and just like have little like lazy hacks for people who can't be bothered doing that stuff because they want to spend their energy on all the other interesting ideas that they're having, like creating homemade secondhand bookstalls and serving coffee and so forth. So I've lost my train of thought because someone's yelling for me. Hang on. And so I don't know. I might have to go soon. I'm on the air. People can hear me. Shh. Please be quiet. And so I just wanted to say I need to go. Now my train of thought's been interrupted. But don't worry, because a new thought will arrive. And I think that's about it. So tell me what some of your ideas are. Tell me if you want to see a blog of things that, like, lazy hacks, like I can't be bothered cooking, I can't be bothered cleaning, like, hey, how do I clean everything in the least possible time other than not doing it, you know? Like, I think there's a market for that. Okay, I am definitely out of time. Have a lovely night. I will talk to you all soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.